Hello, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Thought Leaders Interview by the Kenyan Wall Street. My name is Ali Mwakaneno. This show is hosted by our CEO, Eric Asuma. And today on the show, we have three amazing people. We have the Vice Chairman of Lions Sidefirst Eye Hospital, Dr. Manoj Shah, who is also the Chair of Kingsway Group and MP Shah Hospital. We also have an author of a biography that just came out recently, a biography of Dr. Manoj Shah, titled One in a Million, Sandeep Malu. And we also have Chairman of Lions Sidefirst Eye Hospital, Dr. Mani Lal Dodhia. And today we want to discuss the biography, One in a Million. And we want to really understand Dr. Manoj's journey and how he rose in his career, some of the key decisions that he's made, and some of the achievements that he has had, including his recent philanthropy project that he launched. I think he's going to talk about it more on the show. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ali. That was quite a good introduction. So I think we'll go straight into the agenda of the day, which is the book One in a Million. Manoj, speaking of the book, you've had quite an extensive experience in the business and in the corporate side of things. What really motivated you to write this book?
What really motivated me to write my story as an entrepreneur is my story right from the beginning, from a humble beginning where I had a dream to succeed. And I started off at a very young, tender age of 17 years entering into the corporate world. It was not out of choice that I wanted to be a corporate leader at that point in time, but it was because my late father was ailing, and at the age of 20, he passed away and left the family business for me to run. And being in the family business, it was the inspiration of my mother. And in fact, my book, One in a Million, is dedicated to my mother. And my mother told me to dream with my eyes open and make it big in the corporate world. And that's how I started my journey from a very young, tender age of only 16 years as I entered into the corporate world to what I am today.
Great. You've over more than 40 years experience in the corporate world, running different sort of businesses, different sort of sectors. And I believe you've captured this in your book.
Yes.
What do you think stands out across the business world? What has made the business work out for you, and some of the key lessons that you've learned during this journey?
So in the journey in my book, what I've captured is that once you have your dream and you are determined to succeed in life, no matter from what foundation or from what beginning that you come up with, there is always an overwhelming chance that you can succeed in being an entrepreneur, and not only an entrepreneur, but an entrepreneur par excellence. Having started from my humble days, I was determined to succeed in whatever I did in the corporate world. For the first 30 years of my working life, I spent in developing my father's family business, which traditionally was selling tires, Kingsway Tires Limited. And I grew that business from being a very small shop into one of the largest tire distributors in Kenya, and not only in Kenya, but in the region of East Africa. And this, of course, happened with the support of my family and my two brothers, who joined me later on in the tire business. And as we succeeded with the tire business, we decided to diversify into various other fields and build our business portfolio to what it is today. We went into the hospitality business and put up two new hotels. We put up a big retail shopping complex. And in addition to that, we also went into the property development sector. And that is how we grew our empire over the last 45 years that I have spent in the corporate world.
Great. In your book, you note that if you want to become big, you must start by thinking small. And a key lesson that I know in entrepreneurship, most people usually don't get, you have to start at a very small point and think of how do you grow and become that big.
I am a firm believer that leaders are not born. Leaders are made. And it is those baby steps that you take initially and put up a strong foundation that will determine your success or your failures. And I'm also a firm believer that you cannot go into the elevator and press the 20th floor and go up in 2 seconds. When it comes to leadership, being a successful entrepreneur, you must learn how to take up the steps. And this is exactly what I did starting from my earlier years. In fact, I can very vividly remember when I joined my father's business in the year 1976, I did not even have the luxury of having a calculator to run my father's business. At that point in time, we were using an old Abacus manual machine to calculate all our business accounting that was done on that Abacus. Of course, since then, the business has evolved, the technology has evolved, and I've kept pace with technology and whatever else has evolved into leading to become a successful entrepreneur that I am today.
Interesting. Speaking of leadership, one of the things that you are very passionate about is mentorship and guiding the young people to flourish and giving them lessons that they should carry with them and running both career-wise and on the business side. Maybe speak a little bit to your views about leadership and mentorship to the youth.
Especially as far as the youth are concerned, leadership and mentorship go hand in hand. And especially for the youth and young upcoming entrepreneurs, it is extremely important that mentorship plays a critical role in them becoming successful entrepreneurs for the future. This is one of the aspects of mine becoming a successful entrepreneur, because I was mentored not only by my late father who passed away, but I also had mentorship from my late mother, who was my biggest mentor, and many others along my journey of the last 45 years that I have been in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. And today, as I am a mentor to many of the youth, I share some of my stories, I share some of my failures, I share some of my challenges, because I feel that by sharing this with them will only inspire them and motivate them and not to make the mistakes that I had made in the earlier years. And mentorship program is extremely critical for them because it helps them to understand, it gives them self-confidence, and it also makes them believe in themselves. Because if somebody at a very young age does not believe in himself, there are very few chances that he will succeed in the corporate world.
Great. Over to you, Mr. Sandeep. You are the author of the book. I believe you spent some time with Mr. Manoj to capture the most important bits of his life. What really stood out for you in this entire journey?
Eric, I'd like to mention one thing. I hail from India. Mm-hmm. And this journey of writing this book has happened during COVID times. So there was very little interaction between me and Dr. Manoj Shah in terms of telephonic calls. Or I met him from the time the journey started of writing till the time the book was published and I landed in Nairobi. I met him first time. Mm-hmm. This has been a wonderful journey of a set of questionnaires going from my side to him, and wonderfully responses coming up from his end, very vividly expressed, which made me very clear about his journey. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I've known him for more than a decade now, and I have followed him up in the Lions fraternity, and I know the wonderful work that he's been doing, both professionally and more so ever socially. So there were so many interesting stories which I knew because I followed him on social media and others, and that is how I requested him, mm-hmm. that will I get an opportunity to narrate to the world at large what Dr. Manoj Shah is all about. And all I can tell you, all in all, now that the book is out, the wonderful experiences that I've had interacting with him and writing it for him in the form of this biography, the world would know a persona who is absolutely perfect in every trait, be it personal, be it social, be it professional. And this book would not just be a biography or a reader's paradise, it would act as an encyclopedia for hundreds and thousands and millions of people, not just in Kenya and Africa, but across the globe. It is going to be a success Bible for many of them.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Manoj has been your vice chairman for quite some time. I believe you've worked together on a number of things. You've been together for some time, worked. What's made this stick together for such?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric. You know, with Manoj Shah, he is what I call him a pilot. Mm-hmm. he dreams with open eyes and he has a vision also. And his vision is formatted into action. And our team together, I think we drive together. We make sure we take it where we want to. So what he is always saying, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. So we plan in advance as to where do we want to take the institution, what are the challenges on the way, what solutions can we find, and we are ready with solutions at the time before even we start. And that is the journey I have with him. He is one of my strongest pillar that I have as a support. And you can see the amount of service we do at MP Shah Hospital, the amount of service we do at the Lions. Nearly minimum of 2,000 people are served every day through our entire two hospitals. And quite a number of them at the Lions Hospital do not even have resources to pay for it. And thereafter, we decided to do fundraising and people do support us. That is because our association together is approaching people and they are really supporting us because we are looking at the people who otherwise will suffer forever. And you know, once your eyes go, the dignity goes. So we want to make sure the people remain with their dignity. And you know, rural areas, they do not know what happens once the eye is going. So they are frightened themselves. They think the old age is taking over. It's not a reality. We can correct the situation. So we actually let them know what we can do about it. We do eye camps, we go to them, make awareness, bring them over to the hospital. All this is costly, but with the support of Dr. Manoj, through the society, we have managed these institutions so well. And I can only tell you, his drive is very, very strong, not only locally, internationally as well. Around the world, he is serving more than 200 countries through the Lions International, taking care of many, many institutions around the world. And he also wears many other hats. He also supports St. John's. If you are aware of St. John's Priory Council, he also supports the Special Olympics in Kenya. And he has traveled even to various institutions where we promote them as well. So the idea is really to get support from Dr. Manoj is actually a blessing for us. Because through his network, we have really progressed extremely well.
Great.
That's what I would say.
Thank you very much. Back to you, Mr. Manoj. Look, when it comes to business or doing some of these amazing things, it's usually about teamwork. How good do you build people around you who can support you, who have different skills that you can complement together? How important is this, which I believe you mentioned, it's part of the book in addition to how do you grow a team and build a business? How important is teamwork and building a team around you for a business to succeed?
Over the years of being a very successful entrepreneur, one of the things that I've learned to do is to follow the famous African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, hold hands and go with your team. And that is the philosophy that I've used, in fact, since my younger days as an entrepreneur. Working with teams, building teams, and working with teams together shoulder to shoulder ensures that you get the best out of everything that you want to strive to achieve. And for me, teamwork is a part of my life. Teamwork is something that I foster in everything small or big I intend to do in the corporate world. Because I firmly believe that if you are ever going to be successful, it is the team that is going to make you successful and not what your dream is. Because they are the people on the ground who will make it a reality. So teamwork is a very critical part of ensuring that you become a successful entrepreneur.
Interesting. Speaking of teamwork, what do you think from your experience, what have been some of the strongest strengths that you look for when you put together a team?
So when we talk about teamwork, teamwork is like all five fingers in your hand. Not all the members of your team are on the same level or the same page. And as a leader, what I firmly believe that if you want to get the best out of your teams and make sure that teamwork succeeds for you, you have to support the weak ones, mentor them, work with your weak team members so that they can perform to your expectations. And for your stronger team members, because every team has strong and weak members, and for your stronger team members, they need encouragement, they need recognition, and the moment as a leader you give that to your team, you will only get the best out of them.
As we close this, I'll go back to you, Mr. Sandeep. What would be your closing remarks with regards to why should every business leader in Africa across the world get hold of Mr. Manoj's book?
All right. This biography of Dr. Manoj Shah encapsulates everything that a successful human being and a successful businessman must have, all the traits. Let me tell this to you as an author. This gentleman, Dr. Shah, had the traits written all over him right from his childhood days. Though he is very modest enough to say that he took it up as a humble beginning. But when the readers go through the biography, they will understand that every trait, the attitude, the attributes that go on to make a successful human being and gradually a successful businessman, they were imbibed in him through his parents right from the childhood. And of course, whatever adversities came in his life, he converted them into opportunities and he made it big. What is important for all the wonderful readers across Africa and the world, successful business people, to learn is how he thinks local but gradually converts them into global magnitude. So everything that you see, right from Kingsway Group of Companies to MP Shah Hospital to Lion Sight First Eye Hospital and every endeavor that he's into, he ensures he goes ahead both in attitude and altitude. So it would be a wonderful paradise for readers to go through it, and I'm sure for the upcoming business people who want to make it big in life, this is going to be an encyclopedia for them. One in a million.
Thank you very much. How about you, Mr. Chairman? Why do you think every business leader in this country, across Africa, big or small, should get hold of this book and read it?
Thank you very much indeed. I have not yet had the opportunity to read the whole book, but I know him personally, and the amount of experience that is placed in that book is enormous. And I can only tell you, for the younger generation, for tomorrow is the most ideal book to read, because it actually motivates you, it ignites you, it gives you experiences which you don't have to look for, and it tells you what are the failures and what are the successes. And you pick up all the successes so you don't have any failures from that. It's one of the finest books I've actually recommended.
Thank you very much. As close this, Mr. Manoj, I believe this book is going to be very impactful to the business leaders, to entrepreneurs across Sub-Saharan Africa, across the world. What would be your closing remarks, and why should anyone, eating schools, get hold of this book and read it?
My closing remarks this afternoon to all our listeners and viewers around Kenya and around the world is that one of the most critical aspects of my book is my success, not only as an entrepreneur, but also as a person par excellence to turn around businesses that have run down. What my practical business experiences of the last 46 years have taught me is that nothing is impossible. In fact, I've been successful in turning around many, many successful businesses that has actually given me the necessary experience which I've mentioned in my book. And reading my book will certainly inspire everyone in the corporate world, but especially upcoming entrepreneurs, that if I can do it, they can also do it. And that's my parting message to all our listeners in Kenya and worldwide.
Thank you very much. That's it for today. Mr. Manoj and the team, thanks for making this happen. Looking forward to reading the book and sharing the insights to our audience.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.